Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Well, good evening. Thank you so much, Steve Duncanson, for that fascinating introduction. It is 2014, and this is the year of manifestation. I tell you, those of you who've been sitting on the wayside in 2013 waiting for somebody to pick you up and scoop you up and take you to the other side, I'm telling you, you have got to pick up and get up and go, because it is 2014. Shirley Carter, are you there?
Yes, I am. 2014. Thank you, everyone. This is Shirley Carter. This year is coming in like a lion. And I just said, Lord Val, I'm telling you, it's coming in like a lion, and I am ready. I'm ready to roar with it.
Well, you know, the weather has been tearing up different states. And I woke up this morning here in South Florida. It was 48 degrees. I had to put on my glasses to see if I was reading right, because I heard that hawk blowing outside, because my house sits on a lake. So, you know, when it's raining or there's a storm, I hear what other people don't hear, like that live across the street from me, because the water is back there, so it kind of stirs up behind me. So I was like, wow, what's going on? I didn't hear anything about a hurricane. And, you know, mind you, yesterday was 85 degrees. So to wake up and then see 48, it was like traumatizing to me. I'm like, well, where am I? And, you know, when I woke up to that, Shirley, the word of God dropped in my spirit. I believe we ought to set the year off always acknowledging and giving God praise, because had it not been for his goodness, had it not been for his mercies, where would we be? Even though the storms may be raging and, you know, I know you suffered a few days of power outages, there are some people that did not cross over 2014. And then those crossed over only lasted a day or two. They're not here with us. So I thank God for his many blessings, his many mercies. And the word that dropped in my spirit today was 2 Chronicles 7:14, which says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, seek their face, and pray, he said, he will turn, if we'll turn from our wicked ways, that he would heal our land. A lot of things that's going on in the atmosphere, weather-wise, spiritual-wise, we have the power to speak and change the atmosphere, because he gave us the power and authority to do so. So yes, I am just so delighted to be here on this side. It's another day journey, and I'm so glad. But this year is a year of manifestation, and I know we have some friends that have joined us on the show tonight. I have Shania Johnson from Washington, D.C., in Houston, Texas. I don't know where you live, Shania. Are you there?
I'm here. I am here. How are you guys doing today? Wonderful.
I am so excited to have you on the show. You, every time I try to get you on, you're shaking and moving there in D.C.
I am. I would just add that the thing that I saw the topic today, manifestation, what am I going to bring into this new year with me? And I said that, you know what I would do? Something over the last 30-40 days had been weighing on my heart. It's giving myself permission to do the things that I want to do. But the one thing I will give myself permission to do is build healthy relationships with boundaries, you know. So that's what I'm looking forward to in the new year. But thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no, we got to expound on that. Kind of tell us what that looks like, because one word that you said that was so powerful that just like kind of jolted my spirit was you said, I will give myself permission.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. Within the last year, I had found myself looking for, you know, a little people pleasing, a little bit of the advisor, a little bit being trying to be the martyr, a little bit looking for validation. And I said, why? Why are you doing that? You know, that's what you did as a kid. You're an adult now. So as an adult, what you need to do is just give yourself permission to go to the next level. So in different areas of my life, I said I would give myself permission to upgrade the space that I'm in. There's some places I just cannot hang just because it's not conducive to learning. It's not conducive to where it is I'm trying to go. There's some people I have to X out of my life, you know, because they don't need to be on that front row seat. And so that's where it came from. And I've written a little quote book or affirmations around it, how people can go about giving themselves permission to upgrade their space, but just really giving themselves permission to live the best life that they possibly can live without looking for someone else to say, you go ahead and do it. I'm giving you permission. Give yourself permission.
Well, you know, the word sounds so easy, so simple,
right?
But individuals don't know the first step in how to give themselves permission because of the fact that they've held themselves captive in their own emotions, in their mind. It begins with the mind, that trapness in the mind where it says, I can, I won't. And we have to replace it, well, I will, I can, I shall. So what are the, can you give, I know you just mentioned that you wrote a book of affirmations. Give one tip that you feel that would catapult somebody's mindset to jolt them in the right direction, to give themselves permission. And in doing so, I want you to talk about your book and how the listeners may obtain it.
Okay. One thing, I mean, I think the critical piece is being in tune, being aware, being very aware of your situation, what you're doing. So it's called conscious decision-making. You know, we sometimes just make decisions just because we just do. Somebody say, how you doing? You know you're not doing well, but you go, I'm fine. That's just natural. Sometimes we just say, I'm fine, and you know you're really not. And so now it's to say, now, whether or not this person really want to know how I'm doing, do I really say, you know what, I'm having a tough day, or don't just respond, I'm doing fine, and you know that you're not. So it's really about being very consciously aware of the state that you're in and whether it's discomfort. And, I mean, I give myself permission in a lot of different areas. People say that's so, you know, it's simple. But I give myself permission to smile when I see other people smile because that may be the first smile that they see. I give myself permission to say thank you. Every email, every phone call, somebody query, whatever it is, I'm giving myself permission to say thank you because that could be the first and the last thank you that the person gets. I give myself permission to advocate here in the nation's capital. So there's a lot of issues that are going around, going on nationwide. And so I have to be in tune to what's going on in different communities, not just the middle-class families. I need to be able to look at the whole spectrum of where what issues are tapping different families and people. So it's about being more aware and making conscious decisions. I will say that the book, actually, it should be on Amazon right now. I got to check with my assistant just to make sure. But we just did the whole package, releasing it and all of that good stuff. So I'm thinking it's there. But, you know, if somebody want to get in touch with me, they can certainly find me at ChanyaJohnson.com, permissiongranted.info. And I'll send the information to you, Valerie, for sure, just so that your listeners can have it and can access it. But it's very simple. You walk into Barnes & Noble's and there's these little novelty books about different things. This one is about giving yourself permission to upgrade in any area of your life, and it's different areas that you can upgrade, and you can give yourself permission that we may not think is a big deal, but it matters.
Right, and what I hear you actually saying is that we have to walk in our truth.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and the truth doesn't look good to some of us, so that's why we hide behind a mask and try to be somebody that we're not.
Right, right.
So how do we work that into relationships?
Well, you got to be very, again, I would say it's about being aware, just knowing that you cannot continue to do the same thing that you used to do. Just call into question. When you know that, okay, I'm about to do this, you say, am I really giving myself permission to go to the next level if I'm not really considering what's going on? Am I really giving myself permission to shine, or am I putting myself on the back burner because I want somebody else to get the light? And it's not a showboating thing, but you have to give yourself permission to shine so people can see your light, so they can see what you're about. If you're going to have different skill sets, knowledge that you want to share with people, it's just really about being very consciously aware. Sometimes I met someone and said, oh, my God, you're so creative, or you do this. And I'm like, you creative being, we all are creative beings. And so I said, you know what you need to do? Give yourself permission to create. Maybe you keep thinking because you keep telling yourself, I'm not creative, I don't know how to color match and all of this other stuff. You're creative in an area. You need to sit down, you know, and that's what I do. I do a lot of yoga, meditation, just really trying to figure out where my creative juices flow. I know I work best between 10 o'clock and 2 a.m. in the morning. During the day, I'm running around. I have a lot of things going on. So I give myself permission to stay up that extra time so that I can think about the things that are important to me. And I give myself permission to create. If there's areas in my life I need to change, I give myself permission to change that. I have a husband that I've been married to for 19 years. And there's some things I used to say and do that, you know, being young, you're just like, oh, whatever, he loves me, he'll get over it. But that's not really true. But I realized there were some areas in my life I needed to give myself permission to change. Like, don't say that to him like that. Like, as much as he loves you, you probably shouldn't be, you know, just saying, go ahead, do this, Walter. You need to take in consideration what it is he may want to do. And so it's different areas. I really tell you, Valerie, it has been a journey for me to really sit down and write out some of the areas that I personally probably needed to give myself permission, but then some other areas when I've had conversations with clients or friends and women about how it is they can give themselves permission to simply succeed in life or, you know, to be different. We all are different, but some people don't want to be different. They want to be like the Beyonce, or they want to be like Jay-Z, or they want to be like some superstar. Give yourself permission to be different and be who you are supposed to be. And that's the liberating piece, is understanding that really you can't be like anybody else. You can only be you, so go ahead and just do that.
Wow, that is some powerful information to help people shift into their 2014 year manifestation. You just got to do it. Those that have been sitting with books and songs that they've written, and they're saying, well, how can I get this published? How can I move forward on this? There are people that know how to do everything you want done. I publish books. Shirley is in the entertainment building business, so she can help with entertainment. So, you know, there's always resources out there, but you got to ask somebody, not because you're weak, but so that you can remain strong. So you got to communicate and move forward and communicate in your own truth.
Yes. That is
true.
Always remember in your move that you make and moving forward that you always keep God first and watch him work in your life. Because so often, so many people, they move in so many different directions, but they have no guidance or no sense of direction in which they're going in because they're acting on pure emotion or something. But they can stay focused or get focused and make sure that they're moving in the right direction, you know, definitely in that move, but keep God in the middle of that move that you're making. And because this is the year to move forward. It's the year to move or be moved. And if you're not going to move, then you need to accept the status quo and stop, you know, a lot of talking about it. And, you know, it's a mindset. It's really, you know, we got to get our mindset, and that's the beginning of the moving forward.
Yes, absolutely. That's a good point, Shirley. You know, this year we started out with a New Year's Eve service, and my pastor, Bishop Henry Fernandez, we go to Faith Center Ministries, and he said that this is the year that God told him that this is the year of supernatural abundance, which means it's not going to be a natural thing where we're going to be so overloaded that it's going to be a supernatural effect. But the only way to get that abundance that he spoke about is to be in position. And
right. In
being in position, we have to give ourselves permission to be willing to allow someone to bless us, to bring forth that manifestation. So a lot of times we are so fearful about tomorrow that we won't do a thing today. So we sit along the wayside waiting for somebody, like the man at the pool of Bethesda, for somebody to pick us up and carry us into our destiny, into our promised land, when actuality, it's up to us. We've got to give ourselves permission to move forward and say it's okay for me to move forward just as I am. I don't have to be nobody else but me. I'm likable as I am. But now if you have a rotten attitude and you're always telling off people and not showing no love, then no blessings can't come to you. Give and it shall be given. He that would have friends must first show themselves friendly. So if you're not a likable, friendly person, then the blessings can't come to you. Because if he blesses you, and there's somebody that's doing right and living right and all that goes along with that, then it'll make God's word of non-effect. Yes, he does rain on the just as well as the unjust, but this is the year of manifestation for the seeds that we've sown so that we can walk in supernatural abundance.
Absolutely.
So, Shonda, what's next for you?
What's next for me is as I transition, you know, I'm transitioning between D.C. and Houston with my lobbying work. I am teaching part-time at the Community College Lone Star Advocacy. So I really do believe that God has called me, obviously, to teach and train the next generation and just train people how to access government, whether it be resources, elected officials. And so that's the area that I'm going into. I'm going to continue my walk in public service, but I'm also going to continue to write, lecture, and speak and empower the world, you know, particularly young people, to go to the next level, whether it be cultivating a leader within themselves or it be positive affirmations for success or giving themselves permission. So that's what I'm thinking about doing over the next year as I wrap up some things here in the Washington, D.C. area. I look forward to, you know, spending more time with my family down in Houston and Louisiana. And so that's pretty much what's on tap for me, though, is really just getting out there talking about the things that I believe that God has placed on my heart to share with the world.
How important is it to write down the vision?
Well, I say, my daughter, I tell her, listen, write it down. If you want it, you got to write it down. Don't tell me what it is you want and you just telling me. It's important that you write it down because you have a written record of it. And then as you walk by and see it, for New Year's, what I did was I invited some friends over, and we had an event called Framing the Family Vision. And what that was is the moms and dads came and sat at the table. They thought they were coming to one of those wild New Year's Eve parties. No, they didn't. I'm just kidding. But they knew they were coming to my house. It was going to be educational. But they were just like, oh, what are we doing? We're framing the family vision. And so I said, write it down. Make it plain. Where do you want your family to be in 2014? Have you ever done it? And, I mean, I have some very great friends. But some of them say, I've never done that before. This is the first for me. And I said, well, guess what? The good thing is that this is the beginning
something that's great because you're writing down where it is you want your family to go over the next year, whether it be your areas of finances, whether it be an area of spirituality, finding a great church home where your children can grow and you can be a part of a ministry, or it could just be that I want to get, you know, have a healthy relationship. Mine was centered around a lot of different areas that I felt like I was dealing with in 2013 that I knew that if I just paid attention to a little bit more, maybe I would have avoided it. But I don't know if you know this, Valerie. I turned 40 in December, and I was super excited.
Aww, you're still a baby.
And so I was like, oh, my God, am I going to change? What's going to change? And the interesting thing is my friend said, it's different. And I was like, how different can it be? But when I said the wisdom of God had come over me, and I said, ooh, I'm looking at people different. And I think maybe I needed that push or I needed that, you know, like, hey, your life is going to change. But I took it like as if it really was something, right? So I didn't really begin to say, you know what, that's not the healthiest relationship for me. You know, and people are like, you cut so, I really cut them off. Like, we'll still talk, but there's just something I cannot do or I cannot be sort of like the savior. I can't always jump to my family aid and want to pay their bills because I'm enabling them. There's just things that I believe God had been working with me on, but I didn't see it until within this last 30 days. And so that's why I said I have to give myself permission to have healthy relationships, even in my family. And that's probably where it starts, with my siblings, with my aunts and uncles and cousins, is just creating those boundaries. They could call me and be like, all right, can I have this? Yeah. And I would not call my husband and say, hey, so-and-so needed this. I would just make that decision. But I realized I was enabling them. So that every time they had something, they knew they could call Tanya. But, well, you can't do that anymore. And so I had to give myself permission to say no. Say no. You know, and that's how it really came about. And so I'm just really excited about this year because I just know that I asked God to give me more wisdom. I asked God to make me a little bit more discerning so that I can know and do what's right according to his will. And I'm happy because I feel like I am there.
Oh, praise
God. Excuse
me.
Let's know now.
Shirley, did you hear her talking about, oh, I just turned 40?
you know, notice I was listening. I got very quiet, and I'm like, 40? Can I remember back that far? What was I doing for 40?
I was going down memory lane.
That was sweetheart, 40 is, oh, wait till you get to the 50s club.
Listen, 40. I can't wait. Well, I can, yeah. But I got work to do, but I'm excited about this journey I'm on. It's wonderful.
I was so happy and excited when I made 50. First of all, when I was 49, they kept sending me this AARP stuff, and I was like, oh, but they said you got to be 50. And, you know, they just kept sending it, kept sending it. So I said, well, maybe they're going to give me a break and let me join before I turn 50. So I filled the thing out, and they sent it back telling me, sorry, you have to be 50. And I got irritated. I was like, well, why are they sending me this stuff if they know I'm not 50 yet? So
right.
as soon as I turned 50, that was the first thing I was blazing to do. I said, uh-huh, now I can do it. They won't. And I sent that thing in, and really, I thought senior citizens had more perks than that.
Right.
I thought there was going to be a whole lot more perks than what they gave me. And I said, okay, so it's not all that it's cracked up to be. I tell you what, I am living my best life now. My children are all out of school. They're you know,
awesome.
Entrepreneurs, they own their businesses, they're buying homes and getting their cars, and most of all, the main thing I'm so proud about of them is they're sowing into other people's lives. They're pulling people up to where they are. They didn't just get their blessings and run away as young people. They stop. They're stopping, and they're helping and mentoring other young people on how to be successful and financially independent. And that is what I am most proud about.
Awesome.
So
that
Shirley,
is absolutely awesome.
So So Shirley, what we haven't talked about what it is that you're working on for 2014.
Oh my God, when I said that 2014 is coming in like a lion, it's not just the weather, it's just the whole 2014. And I had posted on my Facebook page prior to 2014 about the year of move or be moved, and the power that we have to move and how we can make a difference in our lives and assist in someone else's life making a difference. And when I posted that, it felt like I was preempting what was about to happen when 2014 came in. I have gotten so many calls about different projects and things that I had said maybe I won't do again, or maybe I'm moving another direction. But one of the things that's come together, and I'll tell you about the projects, is that each person that has reached out to me has said the same thing. I was told that you are the one. And
wow.
I said, wait a minute. First time I heard it, I said, I heard that years ago when I went into sports management. A young man walked into me after I was speaking in Atlanta, and he said, God told me you are the one. And I said, I'm the one? I'm the one for what? He said, to be my manager. And I said, what do you do? Because I'm looking at this man standing 6'8". He said, I'm a basketball player. I'm a former baseball player. I was rookie of the year for the Toronto Blue Jays. And I'm like, honey, you don't even know me. I don't know anything about being a manager in sports. He said, but God told me you're the one. I've had a gentleman talk to me from Toronto, told me that he was told that I was the one to reach out to for his entertainment project. I had another gentleman talk to me. All of this has happened since 2014, said I have 4 plays. My partners and I would like to meet you in Chicago and sit down. We were told that you were the one. And I'm like, well, how are you getting my number? He said, well, I got it from this person who got it from another person. And then I had a young man from Detroit to call me, and we're working on a project together. He's doing a shoot. And he said he was telling his mother about me, and she was like, she's the one. She's the one I've been trying to reach for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
And that one word, she's the one. You're the one. And I said, Lord, you're speaking to me in volumes through these people. And so I actually sit down and interviewed a young lady to bring on into my company, because I said, at this rate, the different projects that are being placed in front of me, and each owner of these projects or partners in it are saying, you're the one. But, Lord, I said, I can't do all of this by myself. I need help. So I am working on a final television, a project, a reality show. Our final shoot is coming up on the 18th of this month. The gentleman with the 4 plays want to meet by the end of this month or the 1st of February in Chicago for his. After my shoot, I'm meeting about the Broadway play with the lady in Detroit. And the gentleman in Toronto, I'm going to start immediately with my assistant that I'm bringing on board to work on that project. So entertainment is flowing heavy with me. And I got a call today, got invited to the Eudora Library in Jackson, Mississippi, to do a book signing with my book.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, you wrote your book last year.
Yes, the book I wrote last year, Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man. So
that was
the call I got today.
You know, it is very important to be in your place of there. You know, we wander and we scattering, we piddling around doing things that we have no business doing and places, going places that we have no place being. But when we're in that appointed place of that which has been ordained by God, where we call there, there is mm-hmm. the place of assignment. And when you're on that place of assignment, that's where the world will start begging for what you have. You won't have to fight for it. You won't have to wrestle for it because you're in that place of there. I remember 17 years ago, I met Les Brown, and February 22nd, we're looking to celebrate here in Fort Lauderdale his 70th birthday. And I tell you, 17 years later, and $8 million I've made booking him, because I was in my place of there. I was strategically in the right place, going through transition, didn't know where that next step was, but I saw where I was going but had no idea how I was going to get there. But because I was in my place of assignment, I connected with Les Brown, and I was able to do and the things that I've done, written the books I've done, traveled the world nationally and internationally, simply because I was on my place of assignment. And those of you that are listening in and saying, well, you know, I got this dream and I want it, I don't know how to get it manifested. Well, you know, you got to get up and do something. You got to go out and network. You got to invest in yourself. Shania wrote a book. Shirley wrote a book. I've written books. Invest in yourself. Invest in people that have done and gone where you want to go and places you want to be. In order to be successful, you must be willing to do the things today others won't do. In order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. I heard that quote for the first time 17 years ago, spoken by Les Brown. And when I heard him say that quote, it changed my life. It shook my world upside down. I went home and I could not sleep. And he said, he got my business card and he said he was going to call me. Well, I didn't think he was going to call me because he was Les Brown. But I couldn't sleep because I heard that quote, in order to be successful, you must be willing to do the things today others won't do. In order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. So you've got to grab a hold of a vision and embrace a dream bigger than your own. You won't get anywhere because you can't see it. But when you embrace something that's far greater than what you could imagine, that's when you'll be able to bring into manifestation those things that you want to happen for yourself.
That's right.
But you got to invest in yourself.
Love
Sonia,
it. That's
who
awesome.
In 2013 shook you up and changed your life to say to you, aha?
I would certainly have to say Papa, Dr. Miles Monroe. You know, we go there every year, and it just never, I'm never at a loss for just thirsty. When I go there, I'm certainly thirsty, and that's why I go to renew, revive, and rejuvenate my spirit, because I know that I can give and give and give. And not give till I'm empty, because that's, I think, impossible. But I know that I go there to refuel. But this year he talked about character and integrity. And, you know, in every area, that character is the foundation of leadership. And so I was like, it sure is. It sure is. So it had me looking at every area of all the programming that I was doing with young people, even, you know, my business. Like, I want to be in business with ethical people. I want to be in business with people who, you know, even if I'm not there, they're not going to overcharge me on the invoice. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it doesn't matter. And so when I came back, I was really, I think, being with Dr. Miles Monroe, really listening to his message, you know, just making sure that my will, what I want for my life is aligned with God's will for my life. And it's all centered around me being that great leader, leading people the way God would have us lead them. So I would say Dr. Miles Monroe in 2013, you know, really, really poured into my life and really gave me some stuff that I could bring into 2014 and share with others. So I'm excited about that.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. And those of you that have some pointers or tips or you want to share some things that you're bringing into manifestation for 2014, press 1 and I can cue you in. Shirley?
The 2014 is, for me personally, is to bring about a closer relationship with Christ and let him continue to guide me in all that I say and do. And within this, that I be a blessing to someone. That is my whole thing. No matter what I do or how I do it, I feel that I need him at all times with me in whatever I do and say. And that he will bless me so I can bless others. That has been my always been my passion, that if I can help one person. And I live my life like that daily.
Well, being a blessing to others will definitely sustain your life. That's why we're still here. If we were not sowing into somebody's life, then that means there's nothing growing. And if there's nothing growing, then the master has no need of us. So, you know, our lives are never about ourselves, but what God wants to do through us, and if he can give it to you so that you can bless somebody with it, he will do just that. So thank you so much for that. And, you know, this show, we've been talking a lot about God, and you know, those of you that are listening in that don't know him or say, oh, God seems just so far away from me this year, know this, without God, you can do nothing. And we're not here on our own accord, but we're here because he's enabled us to get up and see a brand new day. Rather good, bad, ugly, yes, there's calamity, yes, there's trauma going on in the earth, but there's a lot of good and there's a lot of work that we all have to do. So stop focusing on what you don't have and thank God for what you do have. Another day to make impact on the planet.
Yeah.
So Shirley, what is new for you this year?
What's new for me? There's so much that is new for me. New relationships. New focus, the same refocus as far as that goes. Just being, you know, a little more grounded in everything that I do and say. Because this year is the year that I will make a large impact in others' lives. I mean, you know, my life is full, but my focus this year is to make a large impact in others' lives. And I'm using every tool that God has given me. That's from sharing my talent, from sharing my finances, to sharing my knowledge to make a difference in someone else's life. And, you know, I talk about that all the time, about making a difference in one person, but I'm talking about on an even larger scale, that he has dropped it in my spirit that this is the year that I will impact many, many lives. And that's new for me because it's never, my cousin Sylvia said to me, this was a few months, you know, I would say about 6 weeks ago, because I was dealing with some health challenges, and she said that it dropped in her spirit that I need to make one solid focus point. And what would that be? And what could someone say, look back 5 years from now and say, what impact did I make by making that change? And so that gave me some deep meditation and thoughts on it. And that's what I came up with, that I will make a huge impact in many lives this year. And I have to stay focused and stay on point with that, regardless of what may come my way or what may happen along the way to try to take me off focus. Because, you know, when you get focused, Val, all kind of things start coming at you. And I've had many things to come at me since we had that conversation, especially like during the holidays and, you know, being without lights for Christmas. Come on. Who would have thought? No power in a cold house and have to leave, and then the power come on for one day, and then I'm back out for another 4 days. But I still did not lose my focus or give up my praise. So that's, you know, for me, I could see years ago, I would have probably just threw up my hand and said, look, I can't do this, and just be ready to take off and leave. But I stood my ground. I stayed focused.
Yeah, you know, things come up against us, and we be like, oh, I would take it, because, you know, you keep talking about, you know, the power out and it being cold and stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, I'm no missionary, that's for sure. I would have been like, I would have really been tripping. But you know what? In the hour of despair, a lion always rises up, and we're able to fight our way through. When we were getting hit with hurricanes and tornadoes here in South Florida, people rose up, they banded together, and we made it through. We were days without water, without power, and, you know, standing in those long lines, no gas, but we made it through. Thanks be to God, we made it through. So in the hour of despair, there comes a resilience that rises up in many folks. But then again, there are people that there is no resilience, and unfortunately, a lot of people succumb to taking their own lives because they're not able to withstand the onslaught. But if I tell you, but if you just allow your heart to be open and trust God and know him to be who he is, he will lead you through the darkest of circumstances. And, you know, it may be easier said than done. Yes, it is easier said than done. But like Shonda was saying, you got to give yourself permission. You've got to give yourself permission to say, it's okay, I can't do this on my own. You've got to believe in a power so much greater and higher than your own in order to make it through this year of manifestation. Because I'm telling you, if you're not looking for nothing, you won't get nothing. But if you're pressing your way through saying, I'm looking for the great. Why? Because I'm great. I was chosen for greatness, and I'm going to tear this planet upside down. I'm going to pull out every grass, every flower, every water that's flowing from the mountains because it belongs to me. And, you know, if we live in the now and be excited about the possibilities, my new book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose, I wrote, released it a few months ago. If you, you know, you, I invite you to order that. Go to FromTheSoulOfAWoman.com and order that book, and it's also on Amazon, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose. If you would just embrace the fact that God has a purpose, he has a plan for you, and we need to walk in it, it will change your life. Give yourself permission to believe and accept and know that all things are possible. Caller 2175, you are live. How are you going to bring into manifestation this 2014?
Oh, my. Amen. I'm so happy for the words that has been said. And I tell you, for 2014, for me, I've been saying what I'm going to do and haven't started doing anything, but I have started 2014 to doing a lot of things that I said that I was going to do. And I just thank you all for the words. Because, you know, Dr. Parker, we was there sitting at Dr. Allen's Thanksgiving. And I was telling you all, you know, all we have to do is just be ourselves. Be ourselves. And as long as we be ourselves, we'll be able to make it through no matter what it is. And know that God is always there. When he said that you can only see that shadow, that means that he's carrying you. So if we think about he's carrying us, no matter what we go through it, no matter how we go through it, he'll still walk through it. He'll still walk us through it. So that's what, you know, that's what I look at. And I had my grandbaby with me. And I tell you, I call her my grandbaby. She's 21, and everybody asks me, well, where is the baby? But she's still my grandbaby because that's all I have. And she excites me because she is on the right track. She's not trying to get a relationship. She's not trying to get any kids. She is in the church, and she's trusting God now, and she's trying to do the things that she needs to do for herself before she even think about somebody else. So she's not being selfish, and I thank God for that. And she's on a good road. She's in, you know, she's in the reserve, and she's also in college now, and she's going now for her master. So I just thank God for everything. No matter what happened, you know, we all have to just lean and depend on God no matter what. But we also have to lean and depend on the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the one that will lead and guide us no matter what we go through and no matter how we go through it. If we let the Holy Ghost lead us and guide us, we'll go through it all the time in the right way, you know. And I just thank you all for everything that you have shared, and I needed every word. And have a happy, 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 prosperous, various New Year's. And thanks for letting me share that.
Thank you so much, Anne Marie. That is a blessing. I had an opportunity to meet your granddaughter, and she is absolutely gorgeous. Now, the story behind this granddaughter is that she is your son's child, and when your son, your only child, got murdered, and so he didn't even know that she was even in the planning, but he left a seed behind, and this child 21 years later came and spent Christmas with you to bless your life.
Yes, Lord.
And that is so awesome and amazing. Thank you so much for sharing, because, you know, a lot of times we don't know why things happened the way they did, but here 21 years later, there is a product of your son in manifestation that loves her grandmother.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
Thank you for sharing that. Caller 0498, you are live on the air.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Allen. It has truly been a pleasure just listening to each and every one of you all speak about what your purpose are for 2014. You know, it seems as if we're all on the same page, and that is seeking a closer relationship with God. And that is also my purpose. I mean, there are so many things that God has laid in my heart to do. And I know that the only way that I will be able to execute these is by my walk with him, is by seeking his face. And this is how I'm starting my year, seeking his face, seeking a closer relationship with him. You know, as I don't know, all of you all don't know, but I am a missionary. And one of the things that he has placed in my heart, I mean, there's two missions, two big missions that I'm planning this year. And one is to India, one is to Haiti, both places of which, you know, I will be returning. But I also do the work here in the United States. I mean, I mission locally, nationally, and internationally. And by God's grace, you know, he has kept me. And I was listening to Shirley, you know, speak about, you know, the outage and so forth. Well, you know, I thank God that, you know, you were able to manage and get through all of this, but your house is still standing, and I thank God for that. You know, I just returned from Illinois, where people lost everything. I mean, everything. I mean, the whole house was gone. I mean, there was one place where just the door was left standing. But,
wow.
You know, out of all of that, you know, I was able to speak with people who were still able to lift up the name of Jesus, still give him praise. So, I mean, you know, when you work like this and you meet other people, you are encouraged. But like I say, this year is going to be the year that I am truly, truly going to seek his face and see just, you know, what it is that he has plans for me to do this year. And I know that, like I say, one of the things, two of the things, places I will be going is Haiti and to India. And to just on that note, I am having a Valentine's ball this year, and it will be held February 14th at the Arts Center. And for anyone that's, I mean, I hope everyone is interested in attending, you can log onto my website as www.abmministry.com and register online. You can take advantage of early registration. And I just want to thank everyone for what they have said. I really admire this young lady who turned 40 years old. It seems as if she truly has her head on her shoulders and knows what she wants, know where she's going. And the idea of the family getting together and writing down everything, you know, the plans for 2014, so you'll be able to walk by and review them. I mean, you know what? I think I'm going to copy that. Thank you all for allowing me to speak.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Yvette. Shonda, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you so much for holding on. Could you give your information, the title of your book, and information on how individuals can connect with you to learn more about you, and you're the motivational speaker as well, how they may connect with you to see where you are?
Yes, our listeners can connect with me at www.chonya, C-H-O-N-Y-A, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, .com. My cell phone or my number is 301-996-5635. Again, you know, certainly my website, and I have several books, but the one that is my latest project is Give Yourself Permission to Upgrade on Purpose. And if someone is interested in that, certainly they can reach me directly, and we will process it in-house.
Wow, that is awesome. I love that title. Say that again.
Give Yourself Permission to Upgrade on Purpose.
Give Yourself Permission to Upgrade. Wow, that is hot.
Yes.
Love it, love it, love it. And I want to give a couple of announcements as well. I will be in Atlanta, Georgia, January 31st and February 1st with Les Brown at the Total Entrepreneur Conference with Dr. Clarence Granich, who is the host of the event, and my baby Ona Brown, Dr. Alan McDougall and Alan Seeley out of London. So this is going to be a powerful two-day event. Tickets are $49 for both days. It'll be lectures as well as workshops going on for those 2 days. If you want information or want to purchase a ticket, you can call me at 954-724-0900. And also, Les Brown will be doing a two-day training with the First Family of Motivation. That means not only will Mr. Les Brown be in the house, but Ona Brown, Calvin Brown, Serena Brown. He is rolling the family out once again for the First Family of Motivation. It's going to be February 21st and 22nd. Again, if you want further information regarding that, you can call me at 954-724-0900. Shirley, you have any closing remarks?
I just want to just say happy 2014 to everyone, and that no matter what your goals are for 2014, write them down. Do not get discouraged. If for somewhere along the line you don't feel like you're reaching your goal, start keeping a journal. Just take notes. I mean, you know, just write things down. Go back to where it used to be. You got these notepads and all of these iPads, rather, and these Android phones and stuff. Take the notes. And then after 30 days or 60 days, preferably, look over it and see where you were and see where you're at now. You may be closer to your goals than you think you are. Just stay focused.
you know, life is always a fight for territory. We have got to fight for what we want. We fight the moment we enter into this world because we're gasping for breath. And then as we journey on, you know, 1 year old, 2 year old, we fall down, we scrape our knee. Sometimes we get discouraged, but yet we keep getting up. So remember when you were 1 and 2 years old, when you're walking around, running around, trying to get to the next level, trying to make that next step, and you just had to grab mama, you just had to grab papa. Well, let me tell you, if you keep on walking, if you keep on moving and fight for your dreams, you will meet that ultimate goal in your life. And I'm reminded with Dr. Martin Luther King, he said a quote that is very dear to me. He says, out of the mountain of despair, a stone of hope. That hope is God, Jesus Christ. So if we could just grab a hold to that stone, that mountain, and keep walking towards all that we desire will come into fruition. But we have to ask, believe, and give ourselves permission to believe that it is possible. Thank you for joining me on this segment of Hot Topics from the Soul, and I invite you to join me next Tuesday for another edition of Hot Topics from the Soul. Thank you so much, Shonda Johnson, for joining me and all my guests and my co-host, Shirley Carter. So glad to see you on this side. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, guys.